Good morning, and thank you again for being with us this day for our online service on Mother's Day of 2020. It struck me the other day as I was thinking about preparing this message that when you take mom and spell it upside down, it spells wow. Mom, wow. Wow can be interpreted in a variety of ways. Wow, I can't believe he did that for me, Mom. Wow, I can't believe you said that in front of my friends, Mom. Wow, I didn't think my mom could be so scary. Now, I think most of the wows are of the first type. Moms are amazing in what they do for us. Sometimes we have to get a little bit older before we come to truly realize that, but they really, really are. It reminds me of Proverbs 31:28. It says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Women truly are amazing. Now, there is a story about how the first woman came to be, how women were created. It goes like this. After God created Adam, and Adam had been in the garden for a really long time, he started to get a little bit lonely. So Adam went to God and said, this garden is amazing, but I'm starting to get a little lonely. Is there anyone you could send to keep me company? God answered, I have the perfect person. She will help you with almost everything. She'll clean, she'll cook, she'll wash your clothes, she'll be your friend, and she'll even rub your feet after a long day. She really is perfect in every way. Adam said, that sounds great. How soon can you send her? God replied, I can send her right away, but there is one little thing. It's going to cost you an arm and a leg to get her. Adam thought for a moment and then said, what can I get for a rib? Now, I once had a woman tell me that men were better than women. After all, she stated with a smile, we are made of inferior material. Okay, all kidding aside, God had a wonderful plan in mind for the human race when he made us male and female. Genesis 1:27 states, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Recently, we've been watching and going through a series, several couples here from the church in this area, called Love and Respect from Dr. Emerson Egerich and his wife. He is an internationally known public speaker on the topic of male and female relationships. Now, based on over three decades of counseling as well as scientific and biblical study, he and his wife, Sarah, developed the Love and Respect Conference. As I mentioned, several of our couples have been going through this for the last few weeks here through our subscription to Right Now Media. And one of the things that he kept going back to that really stuck out in my mind is that truth from Genesis 1:27, that the image of God is found in both male and female. For us to be able to gain a better understanding of the nature of God, we must look at his image in both men and women. And one of the things we see in women, generally speaking, is that they strongly reflect God's loving and nurturing nature. Later in Scripture, when God wants to make a point to his people that he loves them, that he'll never give up on them, he compares himself to a mother. Isaiah 49:15. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will never forget you. Now, I know some of you have the unfortunate experience that you would say to me, Pastor Rich, you don't know what my mom was like, and I'm sad whenever I hear those stories. of those who didn't have that loving, nurturing, caring mom. But I'm thankful that for most of us, we can relate love, compassion, nurture, and care with our mothers. Now, it used to be that children were taught to find a person in uniform if they were lost or separated from their family when in public. Now children are told to find a woman with two or three children around her. She is a safe place and will provide them with help. Proverbs admonishes us to listen to what our moms teach us, that even when we are older, we are wise when we listen to our moms. Some of us need that guidance, especially once we start out on our own.
Well, it's finally happened. You've moved out. You're on your own. Congratulations. But everyone still needs a little help sometimes.
Mom, have you seen my wallet?
It's in your back pocket.
Nah, I checked there.
Your other back pocket, dear.
Ah. Thanks, Mom.
Introducing the Mom Personal Assistant, the only smart speaker device with all the wisdom, caring, and sage advice of a mother.
Mom, please call Brad.
Honey, I'm just not sure he's right for you.
Just call him.
Okay, calling Ryan.
No, Mom, I said call Brad.
Trust me.
The Mom PA always has your best interests in mind.
Wish me luck, Mom. Big interview today.
Did you eat breakfast? Is that what you're wearing?
Wait, what?
Did you even shower?
She's there to provide a helping hand whenever you need it.
Mom, set a timer for 40 minutes. Mom?
The Mom Personal Assistant won't function until you say the magic word.
Oh, right. Mom, please set a timer for 40 minutes.
Sure thing, hun, but it's only 30 minutes for that dish.
The Mom PA is always correct and basically knows everything.
Mom, what setting should I use for this laundry?
Mom, do you think I should color my hair?
Hey, Mom, can you please order mac and cheese?
You still have two boxes.
What? No, we're out.
Did you look?
Yeah, I just looked. It's gone.
Do you want me to look?
No, it's okay. I'll go look again.
Try looking with your eyes this time.
Based on God's perfect design, the Mom Personal Assistant is thoughtful, kind, encouraging, and supportive.
You are beautiful. It's okay. You're gonna get through this. I am so proud of you. You can change the world. But right now, hon, you really need to change your socks because they smell like a dumpster.
Ugh, Mom.
The Mom Personal Assistant. Always helpful, always reliable, and always there for you.
Women play an important role in nurturing spiritual formation as well as helping us find our socks or our wallet. Paul, in writing to Timothy, advised him to remember and follow the instruction he had received from the time he was a small child, a reminder that his faith in Christ was nurtured by his mother and grandmother. 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15 says this, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." This does not excuse dads, men, from doing their part in spiritual formation of children or any other aspect of the raising of children. I'm a firm believer that God intends for parents to work together on the raising of children and spiritual formation and teaching them the things they need to know. Yet I also recognize that in many cases, moms spend more time with the children and perhaps have more of those teachable moments than dads do when it comes to matters of faith or just life lessons that need to be learned. You know, I thought it would be good to hear from a couple of moms who have raised their children to adulthood and lived to tell about it. So I want you to listen up, moms and dads and kids. See if you can't pick up a few hints on family life from our two interviewees, my wife Kelly Bennett and Phyllis Rader. This is Pastor Rich, and I'm here with two of the experts about moms today. And you can tell they're glad experts about moms. For you, what are some of the best things about being a mom?
I have enjoyed every stage of being a mom. Every stage, from the time that Cassie was born till the time that she has reached now, even. There's been different things that I've enjoyed about each stage, and there's been different things that I didn't like about each stage, to be honest. But I've enjoyed each stage because I could, and each child is so different that you have to, it's been fun to experiment with each child even, to know how they're going to react and how they're going to relate and all of that. So that's probably the biggest thing of being a mom, I think.
For me, it falls right into what Kelly has said, that just to see the growth, to see the light bulbs turn on with a new, something new that's happened, the new understanding, that then falls back on my being a teacher, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all phases, the growth in each area, seeing them stand on their own two feet, making good decisions.
But now, these aren't all serious questions. One of the things that came to my mind is this question: what is one thing your mom did that you said you would never do when you had kids? And how has that worked out for you?
Well, I guess the one thing when you gave me these questions last night, I said the one thing that I could come up with was I always told myself that I would never say, just wait till your dad gets home. Because if I did that, that's not fair to him. And I know there were several times, not a lot, I won't say a lot that my mother did that to us, but there were several times where mom would say, you wait till your dad gets home. And I'm like, but then there is not, depending on the age of the child, there wasn't a correlation between what they had done wrong and what their punishment was. Because sometimes, if they're a three-year-old, they're not going to remember what they did wrong when dad gets home at 5 o'clock if they did it at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know. It worked a little better maybe later on, but I can't say that I did it very often, if I did it at all. I really don't remember that, because they always knew they could get away with murder with dad, and they couldn't with mother.
For me, my mother was extremely critical of anything, everything. I also watched her mom, my grandmother, was the very same way. My mom was an excellent cook. I can't remember ever hearing my grandmother say to my mom that she had cooked something perfectly or that it was good. So it's kind of something you grow up with. And I just made up my mind, not going to go there. I'm going to try to keep a positive attitude. It's worked most of the time.
Many Christian family teachers say the best thing a father can do for his kids is to love his wife. Do you think something similar can be said for mothers? The best thing a mother can do for her kids is to respect her husband.
Me. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that actions are remembered far longer than the words that you speak. Mm-hmm. So show your respect in how you interact. Now, I'm going to throw in, your heart may be broken, but still keep that positive attitude. You're not in this alone. The Lord is with you if you just ask for His help. So focus on that and show that it might not be a good time, but it's still your dad, you still love him.
I'm not sure I can add anything to that. I definitely think that as a wife, you need to respect your husband. That's a commandment from the Lord, is to respect him and to obey him, even though obey wasn't in our marriage vows. You know, we're supposed to honor him, and children are supposed to honor their mother and father. And I tried very hard when the kids were in the house and growing up. I tried very hard to honor my husband and respect him and all that he did. Were there times that I didn't do it? Yeah, I'm human. I make mistakes. And usually those times is when the kids came out and said, "Mom, don't talk to Dad like that," you know, because they called me out on it a lot, you know, several times they have. But it didn't happen a lot, you know. But yeah, and I do agree with Phyllis, you have to do it in your actions, not just your words, because actions do speak louder than words.
Okay. Next question. What do you think is one of the greatest challenges you face as a mom, and how does or does it change over the course of time as the kids grow up?
You want to go?
Go ahead first.
Okay. The challenges. Yes, remember what age the child is. I work mainly with school-age children, and so I'll speak to that age probably. I always felt it was extremely important to teach the how to make a choice. And if you made that choice, what's going to happen? What's the consequences of that choice? Mm-hmm. Take the time to work through that with any age child. Explain, if you're asking a child to do something, throw in why you're asking them to do something. Don't just demand it because Mom said so. There's more to it than that. Then use everything as a learning experience, the bad times as well as the good times. Our daughter got so sick and tired of my statement of learn from this, remember this. That was anyway. She got very tired of me saying that. But in the process, I think she learned to think about how my actions influence how you respond, how it makes you feel. And when you do the action, do you feel guilty? Are you happy? Are you sad? You get the point. So use any opportunity as a learning tool, a building block, just to prepare for the future. I'm going to stop.
I do think there have been several challenges. One of them has been a strong-willed children, and I say that in plural, because I had several of them. In fact, all three of them were at one point in time. And the younger you deal with them, the more challenges you have, I think. You know, your toddlers and your preschools, you've got your terrible twos or your terrible threes, or sometimes your terrible fours. And some of them, you know. So there are those times that are challenging because you don't know how to discipline necessarily, especially being first-time moms or even second-time moms or third-time moms. You still don't know how to discipline sometimes, because a lot of times discipline changes as a child changes. You know, you can do one thing for one child and another thing for another child, because everything doesn't work for every one of the kids. They're all different personalities, you know. So I think that's been one of the big challenges, is discipline. I have made the comment that I wouldn't want to be raising kids right now in this time, because I think it would be a very difficult time to raise them because of the world and the way it is. But as they grow older and they actually become adults, there are challenges there too, because you want to be the mom and fix it And that's not really what they want. They really just want you to listen to them and be positive for them, you know? So I think that's probably been my biggest challenge, is just to be able to be there to listen as they share, as they got older. You know, because you can't be your teenager's best friend and be their mother. It doesn't work. But as an adult child, you can be a good friend to them. Maybe not their best friend, but you can be a good friend to them. And, you know, if they tell you what they're doing and you don't agree with it, doesn't mean it's wrong. Just means it's different.
Accept God's grace through it all.
That's right. Exactly.
Because we can't be perfect.
Nope.
Speak for yourself.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a funny story about yourself as a mom.
I guess I could tell the one when he was 2 and decided he didn't want to go to church, and I told him he didn't have a choice. He decided to throw a little fit, so I carried him over to church crying, put him in his dad's office, and said, "You sit there." And he's 2, okay? Remember, he's just 2. And about the time I said, "You sit there," our pastor's wife, we were children's pastors at the time, and our pastor's wife came in and said, "Kelly, you go out and be with Rich, and I'll take care of Ryan," because she could tell me. I was very, very frustrated.
Okay, I froze.
Funny story.
Okay. I really could not remember a funny story. I just had so many fun times. I guess I would encourage you, if you have an opportunity to chaperone and you feel comfortable chaperoning, to just be involved with your child, and that gets you in contact with their friends as well. Mm-hmm. In school activities, for me, it was for a lot of 4-H activities. I chaperoned from the local level all the way to the national level. It was a memorable time to do that in high school, to chaperone music trips. At the time, it was not funny for me, but looking back on it, it's an amusing story. When I chaperoned one of the youth trips, roller skating, and 10 seconds from exiting, I fell down and fractured my thumb. See? It's funny for you.
It's funny now. You could laugh now.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. Well, did you two ladies ever consider that mom spelled upside down is wow?
I'm all for it.
Me too. But no, I really haven't considered it until I read it on the questions.
That was likewise.
Happens to be the title of our sermon this week.
Is it? Okay.
There we go. How does your relationship with Jesus, your faith, affect your role as a mom?
Oh, definitely. I can tell you there have been numerous times where I've been down on my knees praying for my children.
And it continues.
It does. It does continue. In fact, just a couple of years ago, I told Ryan and Cassie both, I told them both, I said, "You guys, my knees aren't good. They've not been good for a while now. Would you guys stop it? Because God and I are spending way too much time together right now." With me on my knees. So, but no, I think my faith is, I don't know how you do it without faith, to be honest. I don't know how you would do motherhood without faith. Because God has gotten me through so many things in life. I guess I should say us. Through so many things in life. But even just as a mother, you know, knowing how to react or knowing how to shut my mouth instead of open my mouth. Or, you know, knowing how to discipline. Knowing how to love, fill their buckets. You know, you can't say anything negative unless there's something positive that you've already filled it with before that. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to run your kids down. You want to fill their positive buckets up. So, but without faith, you know, and there's been many times that I've come up with the verse, you know, train up a child in the way they shall go and they shall not depart from it. I don't know how many times I've said that or prayed that or thought that, mm-hmm. you know, in life, because that is very, very true. So I couldn't do it without him.
Through my faith, it's allowed God's peace to be a part of all circumstances. Mm-hmm. Yes, you've got mm-hmm. to stop and remember that. Mm-hmm. But his peace is there. His contentment is there. You have to rely on that through those ups and downs of parenting, through the challenges.
Any words of wisdom or advice for moms who may be struggling right now, particularly with the COVID crisis, mm-hmm. Maybe experiencing a whole lot more together time than would be normal in a family?
Depend on God, you know. Make sure you're having a daily devotion. Make sure you're having time with God on your own and then as a family.
Don't spend hours listening to television Mm-mm. with all the negative things that are coming out of the television. Mm-hmm. Focus instead. Personally, it's Christian radio because I'm of that era of radio. You more up-to-date people have other methods of listening to music. Through this time, I've just discovered so many YouTube videos or live YouTube sessions from churches across the nation that have kept me calm, kept me focused. Thank you, Lord. Kept me content. I've been so grateful for that. I have a favorite song. The chorus goes, do what you can where you are. There's a job to be done where you are. To the Savior be true in all that you do. You get the drift. Do what you can where you are. So be content with where you are. Take it from there. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both for sharing with us. And God bless you as we celebrate Mother's Day in COVID 2020. Thank you, ladies, for those invaluable words of wisdom. Now, let me talk to the kids and teens specifically here for a moment. Mom and Dad, you can listen in too. Now, kids, you won't always agree with your mom and dad. You've probably figured that out already. But I want you to understand something, that the choices they make for you are for your good. They want to give you as many positive experiences as they can, but they also weigh everything with what's best for you. They have more experience than you have, and believe it or not, they actually are maybe just a little bit smarter than you are, not because they're inherently smarter than you are, but they've had a lot more time to learn than you have. I know you don't like to hear, because I said so, but a parent can't always tell you just why you should or shouldn't do something. Often as a parent, it's just that gut feeling we have that this is good for you or that's bad for you. Do they get it right all the time? Nope, sometimes as a mom or dad, we get it wrong. But I want you to understand this. Even though no parent is perfect, without a doubt, what motivates a parent to make the choices they do, to tell you yes, to tell you no,
is their love for you and their concern for your well-being. Now, sometimes that's hard to see when you're upset with them because they wouldn't let you do this, or they wouldn't let you go there, or they wouldn't let you have this, or they limit your screen time, or they take away your phone when you don't do your chores like you've been told, and you don't get it back until, well, you know, those sort of things. Like I say, sometimes it's hard to see that mom and dad are doing their best for you. I want you to listen to this teenager's rap about her parents, and maybe you can learn something from that.
So much trouble in the world today. Like parents who make you put all your laundry away. So oppressed inside these prison walls. Dad went out for coffee and only got me a talk. He went out for coffee and only got me a talk. Fast asleep, dreaming about the beams. You turn on the lights and you pull back the sheets. It's a bad hair week, now I gotta go to school. And you want a song and dance like I'm in a musical. But that ain't happening, nah, cause my life is lame. I'm not a taxi driver, driving brother to another game. For the billionth time, you ask me how's your day, when you already know exactly what I'm gonna say.
Fine.
Congratulations, strictest parents in the nation. My room is not a mess, it's just a renovation. I plugged up the drain, didn't burn down the block. Gonna ground me for life, shake my head like the rock. I dozed through my test, it shouldn't ruin your day. Just a couple more points off of my GPA. Little makeup on the sink, man, I think you can cope. It's just Aunt Becky coming over and she isn't the Pope.
Today we celebrate the women that God places in our lives who are living, breathing reminders to us of the love of God, of His compassion, and how He nurtures us. Sometimes we may call them mom, or aunt, or grandma. Though grandmas tend to spoil, they nurture too. And there are others who may not be related to you by blood, but they are related by love. They want to see you grow physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and they pour into your lives. Make sure you take time today to let them know that you love them and appreciate them. Now, kids, on our website, there are some items you can download. You should be able to see the address for our website on the screen. Now, have an adult help you, or you help them, at whatever the case may be. And these items can help you say Happy Mother's Day to your mom. These include some Mother's Day coupons and a scavenger hunt that you can put together and share that time with your mom. Mom and Dad, I know these days are challenging, but I want you to know that you are not alone, and that I believe you can rise up to face the challenges of today or tomorrow with God's help and the help of others of like precious faith who will walk beside you, social distancing, but still walk with you through these things. This has been a very different Mother's Day in 2020. And I want you to consider that and to look to the Lord as we watch this video. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Today, as we celebrate moms and the women who make a difference in our lives, I hope that you will do some things to make them feel special and feel blessed, to bless her and to praise her throughout this day. Because remember, mom spelled upside down is wow. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this day that you created moms. Through them, we see your nature, your love, your compassion, your nurture, and the strength that a mom has in defending her children and her home and her family. Lord, thank you that you remind us that your love is like a mother's love. So to this day, Lord, I ask that you would bless the moms and the women in our lives that remind us of this, that help us in so many ways. And Lord, I also continue to pray for this world, for our state, our country, our community, and ask that you would continue to help us in these days ahead. Lord, that we would have the wisdom and the strength to do the things that are necessary, that we can come through this. Lord, I ask you to bless this, your people. Until we are able to gather again, Lord, may they always know that we are still a family and that we will still work together for the sake of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.